Are you ready to uplevel the power of your own mind? Because if you are, you will want to join us at the Amplify Your Mind Masterclass. It is a two-day program where transformation meets action. You will discover how your unconscious mind shapes your thoughts, your actions, and your success. And you'll learn the three principles and how thoughts and mind and consciousness are impacting your entire life. We take you through two different hypnotic inductions for an incredibly relaxing experience, one on each day. And past students have said they learned more in these 2 days than they did in a 6-month life coaching course. So if you want to uplevel your mind and do it with extreme efficiency, join us. No fluff, no guesswork, just real results. I will put the link in the show notes, and I'm gifting to my audience a massive promo code for our April class on April 15th and 16th. Using the code GIFT47, you will receive this class for literally that price, $47, for 2 days of personal growth, empowerment, and transformation. See you there. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host, and I am very excited to introduce you to my dear friend and colleague, Megan Timmins. Megan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have this conversation with you and just want to introduce you to the audience. Megan's company is Grow with Meg. She is a hypnotherapist, in fact, a master hypnotherapist and wellness coach. She was a career burnout nurse and has now turned her life around into a master results coach with the interest in guiding other people to making informed health and lifestyle choices that are not only based on Western medicine. Megan went through her own journey to finding other options and that were not offered in Western medicine, and that is what has led her to this place of being able to guide others to finding a better path. She is now living on purpose, lifting others up by guiding them to find their own lights and their own way, and to grow each day into the person they were always destined to be. Love that, Megan.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, in a nutshell, that is a journey and worth 1,000 words. And if we could get any more people to just kind of come along with us from here on out, that is my purpose going forward. And I'm so happy to be here.
And I'm so happy to have you here. And, unfortunately, you had to get to that burnout place in order to kind of find your way back up. And what I love now is that you're helping others shortcut so they don't have to get into the depths of burnout before finding their way out. And so I'd love you just to go back, though, and just share a little bit of that story and maybe even before you hit burnout, what you were experiencing so that others listening, and particularly nurses, because we know caregiving for others is a lot of stress and strain on our own physical beings, so they can be aware of, oh, wow, that's where I'm at now. Maybe I need to work with Meg in order to avoid the pitfall of complete burnout.
Yes, the burnout The burnout drain is what I call it, is real. I've witnessed a number of my colleagues and friends circle it on numbers of occasions, and it's part of the system that we're kind of within and working in and trying to be part of as our careers and to make money and whatnot. And you're kind of forced to come back even more sooner because it's like the heroic thing to do. You have to get back out there. So my journey started. I've been a nurse for almost 20 years now. I worked in Hamilton, Ontario for the first half of that in post-op open heart surgery, and I did well. It was like a building part of my life, and I was, in the 20s and 30s, you have lots of energy, and you kind of carry on and do your thing. Of course, I was struggling without being, that's kind of behind closed doors, and putting up this other front of working and being the noble nurse and doing all the things that society says that we as women should do, and have the house and have the career and all the things and balance it all. But then still something was missing, and so I thought that answer was moving out west into I saw the beautiful mountains with my now husband, and I'm ooh, sign me up. I'm coming out there next. That's where the answer lies. And lo and behold, the burnout drain came back here too. And well, it took a pandemic really to kind of bring the whole thing to a forefront. And I think we all kind of faced our biggest demons when we had nothing else to do but go there, I suppose. My journey as a nurse brought me to Alberta, where I worked just in basic medicine nursing, and then I found myself back to cardiac, and I was working in the cardiac ICU, like this, with the sickest of the hearts in southern Alberta came to us. We had some pretty sick hearts during the COVID pandemic, and it was there where I started and quickly took over by the pandemic stuff. All of my learning was like, nope, go to the pandemic. And it was very scary because we didn't have a vaccine. Nothing was there to, we saw these very sick people, and it was scary. And so I burnt out very quickly. I had just got full time, which was my goal working in Alberta, and their line as a nurse was incredibly challenging. It was like 12-hour shift line bouncing from days to nights all over, and I just burnt out very fast. And it was probably part of the pandemic, part of the line. And so I went back to my regular medicine unit where I didn't have to work night shifts anymore. And then unfortunately, I was redeployed to a general systems ICU, which I had never had any desire to work in. Did not really want to do that type of nursing, but I thought I needed to help out for the greater good. And so, for the greater good, I buried myself deep within a hole that took me. I wasn't able to walk back into a hospital for 4 months. I wanting to start my family at this point of my life, and knowing how stressful it would be to be redeployed, I put that on hold. And my last shift in the ICU, I saw a postpartum hemorrhage, which was like, no one prepared mentally me, myself, for that. I'm a cardiac nurse. Like, I've actually held someone's heart in my hands. I've seen hearts beating in chests. Like, sign me up all day for that stuff. But when it becomes something for yourself, that's very hard. And I wasn't prepared. So, long story short, many, many, many hours of therapy later, I had started to feel things in my body that were not, because like I was still burning out, like physically in my body, stuff was showing up now. And I had this reactive arthritis show up in my hands. And I ended up meeting one of my wonderful mentors to this day, Dr. Toni Reed. She is a naturopath. Because while I was working in this cardiac ICU with these sick COVID patients and these very sick people, I was given an option to get rid of this arthritis in my hands with a drug called methotrexate, which is a, they use it for cancer patients, and it wipes out your immune system so it can, hey, start over again, is what I was told. And so I was like, yeah, that is literally not an option for me. And so I put it in my head, I'm like, give me something else. And I think a patient told me about Dr. Toni, and so I went to see her, and many mountains of supplements in my hands later and down the hatch, and I was literally fine, totally better with like natural remedies. And I was like, it's really hard to be a nurse now. And so like that was my confession to her as the years went on. And very slowly I kind of transitioned, and as I burnt out and needed to find something else, I kept trying to go back to work, but working on the floor is difficult when you're not the same person that you want to be out there. So I really struggled to be a nurse, and I was like, and in my mentality of keeping carrying on the legacy, I suppose, like I had all these amazing mentors growing up and as a nurse, and I needed to be there as a mentor. I was so stuck on this idea that I needed to just be on the floor in the front lines mentoring people like I had. But I wasn't good. I wasn't okay. Like, and I was like, I'm not, it's hard to be caring when the system does not allow you to be the type of caring that you want to be now. And like the person I was becoming, it was a completely different person than a bedside nurse as expected to this day. So I have slowly transitioned out of the hospital. Dr. Tony, as wonderful human being and guide that she is, I asked for something else one day. I was off, just in a kind of a rough patch of my life, and I asked for something different, and lo and behold, this text message comes in, and she said, "Hey, I have a spot in a hypnotherapy class with a couple of doulas. Do you want to come?" And I was like, "Yes, absolutely," because I think at that point she had already, I think I'd taken my timeline therapy with Dr. Tony, and she had mentioned that, you know, maybe that's something that I could also become, like, to do timeline therapy with people. And I think in the back of my mind, I was like, "That's okay. All right, I'm interested." And yeah, so this text message came in, and my life has done a 180 since then, and it has been so incredibly fun. And I've been Dr. Tony has paired up with Amplified Impact Academy, which Melissa is a part of, one half of, and it's been so fun to learn all of these new tools and adding to my journey as I go. And everything that we do is real time, like real life learning. Even this morning, for the fourth time, I listened to the Dr. Bruce Lipton podcast. I'm needing to get through it. I'm needing to keep remembering things. I heard things different again, and like very applicable to today, Megan. And so I, as part of,
As we do. And that's the podcast that I did with him, episode 184. If
yep.
people want to go back and listen to that, yeah, beautiful. And thank you for re-listening. And as we learn, as we grow, as you well know, Meg, we up level, and what we didn't catch last time, now we are able to catch this time. And
You can hear
so
it.
there's,
Perfect.
you know, going back and reading books that we've read before and listening to podcasts that we've listened to before is so empowering because we hear things differently. Taking courses again that we've taken before, you took our practitioner training and then you came back and audited it and up-leveled again. So I love your journey. And yes, it was difficult. And now, looking back with hindsight, though, you know that that had to happen in order to get you where you're at today, because you had learnings that you needed to learn. You needed to be exposed to natural health because you hadn't been before. And no surprise that you needed a mountain of supplements because you'd been so stressed out for so long, giving your all to the system, being the noble nurse, your body was just completely depleted, completely
Absolutely.
depleted.
And
And
that
we
is how we
refuel it. And guess what? It can heal itself.
exactly. We're taught one way, and our purpose going forward is to bring awareness that there are other ways, and that there, yes, it's difficult to take a mountain of supplements every day. That's weird. Like, we're not trained to think like that's a like taking a lot of stuff. Oh, that's must be bad. You're taking a lot of things. No, that's a good thing, because you're, like you said, your bodies are so depleted, and we're run into the ground depleted. And going forward, our brains are the power. I've used my brain. I changed my entire life with my brain, and so much so that it made me change my entire career. I literally quit my day job so that I could do this work and guide people out of their own pit that they've dug themselves, that you don't even know that you're in.
Exactly. And everybody starts out in nursing or medicine with such a noble intention. The desire is to help others and to serve. And it's so beautiful. And it's unfortunate that the system is broken. And it's the system that is causing the burnout. And there's not anything wrong with the nurses or the doctors. It's literally the system. Sleep is so important. Whose crazy idea is it that you alternate day shift, night shift, day shift, night shift so that you can never get into any kind of good circadian rhythm and get, deep restorative sleep? Well, boom, right there. No wonder that burnout happened more quickly because your body was already struggling in Ontario and now you're not even able to get decent sleep. At least if you could do 1 week of one and 1 week of another, that would be more helpful.
Yes,
And
some
any night
kind
shifts are hard on the human body because we're supposed to be asleep at night and awake during the day.
and
End story.
any and so and let every single piece of advice you will hear as a shift worker to look for how do you sleep better as a shift worker? Go to bed at the same time every day.
How do you do that?
Doesn't help.
Exactly.
You know what
Literally.
helps? And I have 15 minutes of hypnosis. In fact, you can actually empower and get yourself through. I wish I'd known that for so long.
Right.
In a 15-minute hypnosis thing in the night shift, I would have been, let's go, power back on.
Yeah. And it doesn't, 15 minutes of hypnosis is equivalent to 1 hour of sleep. However, you can't live on it because you're not getting REM sleep there. However, it can get you through the day. It can get you through that night shift in a far healthier way than if you don't have that tool. So
Exactly.
I love that someone referred Dr. Tony to you. You were asking, the universe was answering, and
Sure.
that she introduced you to this work and the power of the unconscious mind.
So powerful. We are so much more powerful than I think anyone has ever told us.
I
I don't know who. We can't, I can't even, I don't think we even are aware of how powerful our brains actually are. We haven't even touched the surface of
And
it.
remember, we're more than we can think. Because our
Exactly.
thinking is done in the conscious mind, which is only the 10% of our mind.
Exactly.
And we
So
have
how
the
much
unconscious
more?
mind. Exactly, how much more? So, what I also love about you, Megan, is you came through these trainings, you embrace it, and you implement right away. And that's the beauty of this work, right? If we're not just doing academic learning here in all theory, it requires a behavioral change, i.e., putting the work to practice, experiential, in order to result in the change in your life. And you've had this powerful, powerful change in your life, this 180 degrees, because you learned the theory, you practiced the experiential, you implemented it in your life, and that is how we create change. And all of that is actually unconscious. So I remember one of the stories that you shared very soon after and finishing our initial practitioner training. About going into the hospital and working with a patient and having her imagine her best day. Can you share that story, please? It's so powerful.
Oh my gosh. So I had this idea in my head that, we're going somewhere. We have to go somewhere. And what we put in our brains is where we go. And so I had like the two ladies, they were amazing patients to work with, I realized, because there's a lot of other patients that were not super receptive of what I exactly asked this lady to do. So I asked her to picture her perfect morning. What do? When you get up in the morning, tell me what exactly that you do. She's like, oh, she name listed it right away. Put on a house coat, sit up, put my chair in the sun, sit in the sun, read a little bit of the newspaper, drink my coffee. And I was like, oh, that sounds amazing. Brilliant. And so I told her when I was leaving my shift, I said, patient, remember before you go to bed exactly what you just said to me. What review that perfect day. Put that in your head before you go to sleep. And I'll see you tomorrow. She's like, oh, okay. So I get there tomorrow, the next day. I'm getting a report. It's like 07:12. I haven't even finished getting a report yet. The call bell goes off. It's her. Can I get up for breakfast now? Yes, you absolutely can get up for breakfast. Now, we only made it up for 6 minutes and sat up because that was the first time in over 2 weeks that she's even sat up more than, I think it was like 21 degrees. She couldn't even sit up bat like basically past flat. And then she sat up for 6 minutes. And I was like, there we go. You put it in your head where you're going, and your body then goes there. Everything that I have asked for. So, since this, I started this work, I'm like, okay, let's test this theory out. I need some way to working at the hospital means benefits. I need some other kind of benefits. Don't you know, Arthur showed up in prac class. wanting to fix his golf game or help his golf game. And now he's got a benefit platform for small business, individual business providers. And I'm like, okay, thanks. And then there's Ronita. She can do taxing and accounting stuff. And I was like, oh, I needed that too. Okay, perfect. And then like Amplified Impact Academy and your GAR Amplified Results page where you can just sign up and Eric does everything. And it's amazing. Everything that I've needed, I've asked for, fell into my lap. And it's just, you just have to say yes to the resources. It's incredible when you put your what is in your head and that's in your heart and that's what you also do. Putting that all together, there's something so profound about living life in that way. And that's where the purpose lies for me now. That's the reason why I could quit my job and go for it in this, because it's so important. And that's my calling now, if you can call it that. You can find your own a different way, a different calling.
It is absolutely your calling. And I love how you put that. You know, when you start to learn about the power of our unconscious mind, the other 90%, the fact that it's connected to our higher self, which has the blueprint of our perfect health, it has all of the resources that we need in order to fulfill our mission on this planet in this lifetime. And the conscious mind doesn't talk to it. We have to go through the unconscious mind in order to access it. And so, coming and learning these courses and being opened up to what's already available to you and how to access it has given you an entirely new career where you can now work with people to prevent them ever needing to go into hospital. Because I remember that was a concern that you had at one point, working with some of the elder patients and the dementia patients, and you were thinking, well, they need me. They need me. How do I give this up? And the reframe on that was, what if you work with people so they don't end up there in the first place? How much more impactful is that?
That come full circle to see where my like soul feels good helping and guiding and providing now. It's not standing at the bedside with someone who's too far gone already putting chocolate pudding in their mouth. Like that, yes, that is a purpose. There's a purpose for that person. And I'm thinking, maybe that's not me right now. That I have to back it up a little bit. I have this knowledge now. This is where I have to put it here somewhere. It fits in this picture, not here, as a bedside nurse. I'm so thankful for my whole career and for all of my patients. And going forward, I can't not work at the hospital. I'm going to be still casual in many respects at the hospital, wherever that calls me to be, but for awareness and for to see that I'm still out doing the things that I need to do, and I have a purpose in this office, in this space, which is where I'm called now. I have all of that knowledge and all of that awareness. This is my bigger purpose now. Like, let's go forward and where are we going from here? And actually, I went to share the Bruce Lipton podcast this morning on Facebook, and the first thing that came up, I always see something that I need to see, and it said something about a new challenge. Why do we have to go to the bar to buy people drinks? Let's go to the bookstore. What look up to someone going up there to buy a book. Hey, can I buy your book today? And I was like, hey, normalize that. And I was like, wait, why don't I do that? I think that, oh, we can do so many better things with a different purpose and having our hearts and our minds and everything all focusing together.
I love that, you know. Yeah, what, who needs another drink? No one. And
No
yet
one.
there's so much, so many wonderful books out there, so much knowledge, and knowledge is power, and I say that all the time. And so yeah, let's buy someone a book, right? Let's share that. And I also love how in your shift, your mission is working with other people at a one-to-one level. You know, doing timeline therapy clinics for them, helping them release their trauma without even having to talk about releasing all the stuff down, negative emotions, releasing the limiting decisions so that they can step into the best version of themselves, working with people with hypnotherapy as well, and also working with other nurses to let them know there's another way so that they don't have to go through that burnout. And so I really appreciate that you are wanting to do that as well. So let's talk about just how do people move forward in their health journey? People that are listening to this podcast, how can they move forward? What do you think they need and what can they consider in order to make an informed decision? Because there's so much information out there and their doctor tells them one thing. Can you help them navigate that?
Yes, I think so. It's about how you feel, I think. If you are given some kind of advice or something, you're told something and your body immediately goes like all of your spidey sense goes, "Ooh, whoa, actually wait, I don't know about that." But then something in the back of your head is like, "Nope, they're the doctor. They how many times as a nurse I've even been told I'm the doctor, you do what I say." There's a mentality that you do what the doctor says. So somewhere in the back of your mind goes, nope, I should do that. I should do that anyway because the doctor has said so. That initial feeling, you have to go with that. There's something there. And if you do not accept what they have given you, there is something else out there for you to be as your answer. I don't know what that looks like for everybody. Everyone has a different set of things. But if you are not accepting of what it is that someone has presented to you as the solution, there is another solution and you will find it, what it looks like. And if you put it in your brain that you want something different, the something different will find you. And maybe to start, if you're listening to this podcast, the something different is coming to Melissa's podcast and going on a different health journey that way, or coming to Grow with Meg or growtoday.ca, where we can start, we can do a little hypnosis to start. We can, these techniques that we have been around for centuries and centuries and thousands of years, in fact. And they've just sort of kind of come and gone and come and gone. But, and them coming back to us is so cool because they've been around. This is all the stuff that, because people don't believe those pills that they're taking, like the Ozempics and the whatever of the world, are like, they've only been around for 3 years, 10 years, 20 years. That's nothing compared to hypnosis has been around for thousands of years, in fact, where, and it's the actual easiest therapy I've ever done in my entire life. You literally lay there, get really nice and relaxed. You don't even have to tune in. Your thinking brain, which is what you use for your typical like one-on-one psychology sessions, you don't even have to use that. You tell that to go play chess somewhere, and then you just sit there and relax and don't think about anything. That's the hardest part. You just enjoy the feeling of the words coming in. It is so profoundly simple and easy. And when I tell people, like, they don't even have to tell me what their problem is, and I can guide them to look at it a little differently, they're like, wait, what? How does that exist? And I was like, I'm just, yes, just. I trusted the process. I'm here today offering it to you. I've actually quit my job. I think that's pretty profound to be able to say that I have quit my job to do this work. So that if there's something that people need to know, that it is worth it to work with your brain and the way that our brains are actually geared for, and the way that we're survival. We're only in survival. We're every part of our brain, our unconscious mind, is for our survival, including all of our behaviors, all of our things that we do in our life to get through a day, are our behaviors leading us to just surviving, or are we going to be thriving? I think there's a profound difference on how you are as the today human and how you go through life forward, whether or not you're healthy or you're manifesting good things for yourself or all the hard things just to keep coming in. There's a difference. And I think if we can show more people the side that, you just put it in your brain that what you want and where you can go, I'll guide you there. Come with me. Like, it's just a journey. We're all going together. And like you said, Melissa, we learn real time. And as I take the courses, like, I can't even tell you how many times I up-leveled and I fell off my ball. I sit on a ball. I'm just a minute. I have to fall off my ball again for a second here. It is so incredible what we can learn, and this is my life work. I've always loved figuring things out. I called it as a kid. Oh, that was cool to figure out. I learned that, dude. Now I get to do that for fun as my job to help other people. Like, I've been there, done that. So you don't have to. And I had a kind of an analogy. There's like a big pit of fire. I'm kind of around the other side of the fire, like going, "Hey, don't walk through that. I've already been there. I come around the other side. I've got this. I can show you the other way. And that's my purpose now. Don't walk, like, we can walk through around the fire because I've been through it for you. And yeah, I think I could probably just keep going forever.
Well, I love that. And I also love what you said earlier. Like, listen to your intuition. Our intuition is literally a message from our higher self through our unconscious mind to let us know that we're on the right path or we're not. So if you get that jerk in your body or that freeze at a recommendation of a particular treatment or protocol, that's your intuition going, nope, that's not right for you. Get a second opinion, go look elsewhere. Because there are so many ways to heal. There's more than one way. And you can even ask your doctor, is there another way? And sometimes they may not know because that's not their training. I'm not a surgeon, so I don't know anything about surgery. They're trained in what they're trained in. And if there isn't another way, then you can go find other practitioners, as Megan did. She was referred to Dr. Tony. She found another practitioner that could help her heal the arthritis in her fingers when her body said, no, don't take that drug. And you can do that too. You can literally write your own health story by listening to your body. Because as I said, the higher self has the blueprint of your perfect health, it has all the resources. We just need to learn to tap into it. And that's where this work is so powerful. And now, Meg, I love where you're going with this work and guiding people and showing them that there's another way. And I just want to come back around, though, because I know when you first joined our community and you said, and you're not alone in saying this, I felt like the black sheep out there in the world. I didn't feel like I belonged. So let's talk to that and where you've come from. And where you're at now, and the difference that has also made in your life.
Oh my gosh. So where I was, it was in this place of I'm a nurse. I've grown up as in Western medicine, believing like they will give you a pill and a couple weeks later you're fixed. And I give my patients pills and a couple weeks later they're not fixed. And to a place of you have more choice in the matter than just the thing that's presented out for you. So feeling like the black sheep was feeling like you're like, oh, I shouldn't. Do I take this other way? Because no one else is out here with me. Like I'm a weird, I'm going in the woo-woo direction and everyone else is like, no, don't do that. That's weird. But I'm like, no, but that feels good. And so coming through all of these classes and it's just all of these things that have come into my life, Melissa's work and the master practitioner courses and all the hypnosis courses that I've taken over the last year or two have led me to finding an actual purpose for my life and to realize the place that I stand in this world. And I'm able to hold that space and I'm able to be that person that I need to be for the other people that need me. Through the biggest thing I think that got me there is during the master practitioner course where we had to carry around our board of our where we were going forward and then the things we were working to release on the back and then we had to carry it around and I did not realize how big my board was until I went to take it in public. And now because I did that and I went to a comedy show with this board and because I was able to do that, it's like no one cares. No one You just live your life and do you because there are going to be a few people that are like, hey, I think I resonate with that. And it became a point where you don't really need the people to come. It's your our purpose is so profound now that that's all that matters. I found this for me, come or not. I'm going on this way. This is the path that I'm following now. And the people that will come with you are supposed to be with you, and the people that are not supposed to be with you, they can carry on another path. Another timeline is for them now. And I think that is the biggest thing I've come to is like a purpose for your own life. And there's something so profound in that we to find your own 2 feet to stand on and your own 2 shoes to walk in. if we like, we need to empower so many people to go that way, because you know, when you do that, you find your community, you find your place to, you know, to host your own. There's people like you out there, and I found that community with everyone here, and to be able to go from the black sheep into and my maiden name is Swan, so it's I was like a black swan blossoming into, you know, this other beautiful bird. It's so profound. It's a very profound work to be able to do that and to line your purpose up and with your, like you said, your higher self is something that's always there. You just have to ask it where you're going. This thinking mind that tells you all the things that you think that you should be and where you thought you were going, none of it exists. I was actually, I'll tell you a funny story. I was in Portugal and there was a man and he had his little cart thing that he played and played some music out of it. And there was a couple of chimes and a drum and these kinds of things. And also had chicken on his lap. And when he pressed the chicken clucked and it was part of the music and it was epic. And on his little sign, it says, "Listen, your world is a fiction, an illusion, just one option, love. Love all and focus on the present moment, nothing else. Be quiet, you are what you search for." And I just saw that while I was in Portugal, like 2 weeks ago. I was like, well, there we go. That was for me. Thank you.
I love
Everything. Yes.
that. Beautiful, beautiful quote. And yes, it's when we find community, and more importantly, when we find our purpose, that is really when we step into our power. It's what gets us out of bed every day and feeling like we're living life fully, as opposed to feeling like something's missing because we haven't found that yet. And I love the Japanese concept of ikigai, where that's exactly it. Find your purpose. And through that, you find your community. And then you can do that for the rest of your life. You don't have to retire and count down the days to retirement. And how many people count down the days to retirement? They have the first month fully planned, they go and travel, and then they come back and they have nothing else really planned and nothing to fulfill their days, and they get bored. And boredom leads to depression, or can. And then over time, the body's starting to break down. Our thoughts are breaking down. And how many people die soon after retiring? It's awful.
Oh my gosh.
Versus, what if you don't have a mindset of retirement and instead you have a mindset of ikigai, of purpose, and doing it for the rest of your life?
Absolutely. There's something to be said about living a life of purpose and not what quote unquote society has set up for us. I've really struggled with that because I grew up with a family, my husband's family, same thing, where both of our fathers sacrificed what they wanted to do with their life so they could have a family, and to do this family life in this box is what they were meant, told that they were to do. Meanwhile, it wasn't what any of them wanted. And now they're suffering health ailments that are, you know, without of their control. And so, yes, my purpose going forward is to do exactly not that. The pension, the benefits are not everything. That's not, and whether or not you believe that there's no other way is a very terrifying, like, thought to think, where is the money going to come from? Where are those options going to come from if it's not provided by my employer? It is out there. There are other options. You can find your way. If I can figure it out and like literally go from the ground up and grow something that literally didn't exist yesterday, so can you. We can all do that. Every one of us can live, and like what the world would look like if we're not all in this hamster wheel of racing. Like I was in the back in the trenches working Monday to Friday, never done that before, driving with everyone else and their brother. And like now when I drive, I came full circle with all of this work. What if I'm the person that lets people in? What if I'm the one person that gives everyone the space today? That's where I've come. Instead of being like, oh, I'm gonna cut it at the last second. And I'm like, eh, I'm listening to this podcast today. I'm gonna be the person that gives the space. There, what if more people we're like that. And that's where it's come full circle.
And beautiful, because you've done the work for self first. And that's what's so wonderful about it. You didn't just go take a training in order to help other people. You actually did the work for yourself first to heal yourself. And in the process of doing the work for self, you also learned the tools in order to help others as well.
Exactly. And that the possibility of helping others was even a thing. I had no intention. I literally was trying to get myself out of the hole I dug for myself, burning out as a nurse. What do I do from here? Don't know. And then I was like, oh, actually, this is so important. I need to give this to others. I can give this to others. And anyone can give this to others. We all have the tools in our brains, like you said, our unconscious mind. Super powerful. We all have one. We can use them. And
We
it's very fun to
absolutely
use
do.
them.
Exactly. Very fun, very calm, very easy, very gentle. We can heal people's trauma without even having to talk about it. And we know that talking about it, therapy is great for awareness. However, having somebody talk about their trauma over and over again is having them relive it. It's deepening the neurology of it. It's not healing. And that's why people go to therapy and then they feel like they got hit by a bus. And then other people don't go to therapy because they just don't want to talk about it. So they don't get the opportunity to heal either. And with this work, because the unconscious mind remembers everything of we've ever experienced, when we tap into the unconscious mind, we can release the trauma without having to talk about it because we ask for the learnings.
And we don't need to sit in the trauma to learn what we needed to learn from that. And
Exactly.
so how I struggled with the postpartum hemorrhage, and I went through years, like that was in 2021, so it's now 2025, so within the last few months, that became my learning, is that the things that happen, that hard things, those really things that you know that happen in life, you can think and dwell on those things. Or you can use it as a goalpost to ping your thoughts off. I didn't learn any of that in talk therapy, in the mandated therapy that I was mandated by the whatever workplace safety that paid me for my checks after work when I was off, and they mandated psychology and stuff. Anyways, that I didn't learn any of that in this. I learned it through this work within, I think it was Master Prac, where that I can have that as a goalpost, and no, I don't. If I literally do not think there anymore. I think over here. That's all that was meant for. You learn the things that are where you don't want to let your thoughts reside, you go a different direction. And now I don't have to think about that anymore. Like, there's something so profound with actually learning the lessons that you needed to learn through your traumas, and you don't even have to relive them. It's brilliant. It literally is so brilliant. Walking the walk through those things, and to actually show up in your life different after you've gone and relaxed for 10 minutes and gone up and figured things out a little bit and come back. It's so profound and it's so fun.
It is so fun and it's so wonderful to see people before the timeline therapy session and afterwards. We joke that we have happy, shiny people coming back after their timeline therapy session because we've released all the baggage.
Yep, I've seen it with my eyeballs. Number of
You've
times.
seen it and you've experienced. And so I love that you chose to become a master practitioner in all of these levels, all of these certifications at that level to be able to help others on their journey and be able to guarantee results to them. Because we're working with the unconscious mind, you can guarantee results because we're literally rewiring neurology so they can no longer do the behavior. There's no other coaching industry out there. All the conscious coaches, they're not rewiring neurology, they're working with willpower. The coaching that we do and that you're now trained in, we are literally rewiring the neurology so people can no longer do their behavior. We're upgrading the system and we upgrade our phones the moment we get an alert that there's an update. We didn't even know that we could update our own neurology. And in reality, any pain, any symptom is an opportunity to update neurology and to pay attention. And so I love how far you've come, Megan. I love how you are now creating Grow with Meg and how you are showing up and being of service to the world. And thank you for coming on this podcast and sharing your journey because I know there's a lot of other nurses that are out there and other healers that are out there that are at that burnout stage or close to it and looking for another way. They, like you, are seeing, they're giving patients the pills that are being prescribed and they're not actually getting better. And they're starting to question, is this working? Is there another way? And the answer is yes, there is. So, Megan, I love to ask all of the guests that come on my show, what does don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you?
Don't wait until you literally cannot function. If you're on the brink of like survival, you're just hanging on by a thread. Like, my energy, I get through the day and that's it. And I get through the day and that's it. That is a sign that you need to pause and listen to what's going on inside. Your body is telling you, is putting up a wake-up call, is putting up signals that you need to slow down, you need to change something, or you will implode. Our bodies are not meant to go full tilt boogie for 110% of the time, every single day. Rest is a thing. And in this world, we're on our hamster wheel of life and running from one thing to the next because that's how we're told we need to do, we burn out. And not listening to the signs will end you in, like, you won't, like, don't get to the point where you can't function. I don't know how to describe that to someone who's not like hit a rock bottom. I literally sat at my kitchen table for an entire week straight. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. It was, I didn't know what to think. My brain was, I was like, I clicked off, like something shut off in me. And it took me weeks to come out of that state. Like, it's just a, you're frozen in fight or flight and, or freeze. I think I froze there. That's the freeze state. So if you are feeling like at all that you are approaching that, or that feeling of impending doom that you just cannot carry on how you are, that's your wake up call. That's your sign to stop, pause, and find something else. And if that involves like you're heading towards like taking something that you don't feel that is safe to put in your body, look for something else. And I mean, we can only reach the people that are able to find us at this moment in their time. And I think as you go, and if people are hearing this and you think of that one person that comes to mind, even if you haven't heard from them in so long, like, oh, why do I think of that person right now? Just send the information to them. There's something out there that's being called to them. Send it off. And if we can, everyone send off, spread the word, spread more Melissas in the world and spread more Grow with Megs in the world. I think we'll all be a little bit happier, all a little bit more peaceful, and our wake up calls will not be so hard. I don't think everyone needs to go through the fire. Don't walk through the fire. I went there. I went there. It sucks. I can take you around it now. I will take my hand and we'll journey forward together. And I think that's all that this is. We're all on a forward journey together. And I love that my life story has just kind of become a journey that I get to take every single day. There's no retirement for me from here. It's just life. This is what I'm doing now. Retirement and like those finite things do not exist. It's just living. And that is so cool. What a cool place to be in. It's very peaceful here.
I love that. Yeah, peaceful, joyful, living all out as and thriving as opposed to just surviving. Beautiful. Thank you. Now, I know that you also have a gift that you want to offer to the audience. If you want to talk about that, and all the information will be in the show notes as well.
Oh, thank you, Melissa. Yeah, I know I have a brand new website that's just about up and running. I believe Eric is our wonderful Eric, our IT guy, is putting the finishing touches on it. It should be up by this week, or by the time our podcast airs, it will be up and running. Absolutely. So, if you sign up on the website or send me your email and with a wish to connect with me, I will send you a free guided hypnosis session. It's about 15 minutes, just about that same amount of time that you can do hypnosis to equal 1 hour of sleep. And it's just a little bit of a rest and a little shutdown for your day with a couple of nice suggestions at the end. So if you hand me over your email, I will send you that track back at you. And yeah, it's just a good start to see what this work is all about, and an easy way to, be able to dip your toe in just a little bit to see what it might be, if it might be good to grow together.
Beautiful. And if people want to connect with you, how can they connect with you? What's your website? Any social media that you have?
Totally. My website is growtoday.ca. And then on Facebook is Grow with Meg. There's a picture of me with in a green ski jacket on a ski hill, with my arms up. So you can look for that. Yeah, growtoday.ca. I don't have a Instagram yet. And then coming soon will be my podcast called Growing with Meg, where we journey on an adventure together, growing together from here. That's still to come. I don't know much more.
Well, that's beautiful. I know that you're working on launching that at some point this year, so people can look for that as well.
Yes, so probably
And
around July.
July of 2025. Awesome. And is there any last message you would like to share with the audience today as we wrap this episode?
I just want to say that if you're hesitating at all about the investment or about, if you should do this type of work or take the MasterPack courses or if you're a practitioner already of NLP and timeline therapy, that kind of thing, and you're hesitating about whether to go to the MasterPack level, the profound impact it has had on my life, and just even for the peace of mind. And let's say, for instance, like emotional eating, you don't the money that you spend on emotional eating is your investment that you've made for it to change this work, because that somehow changes in all of the work that you do. The you end up changing other things that you never thought would come and go, but you correct all of the things that you wish to change in your life using this work. And if you have any doubt in your mind, use that as your ticket to say yes. That is, it will profoundly change your life. Even if you don't ever wish to help anyone else with this for your own self, I think we kind of all have a saying that if everyone in this world had one session of timeline therapy, what it would look like. And I think I'm standing behind that now. If everyone could just have one session of timeline therapy, it would be a lot more peaceful and people can experience a little bit more peace of mind in this life. And that's all we're here for. We're here to learn and to thrive and to find our way. And there are good ways to go and there are good ways to find things to do.
Beautiful. And yes, of course, you are a timeline therapy practitioner. So if anybody's looking to have a
Yes.
timeline therapy session, they can absolutely reach out to Megan. And if you're interested in learning more about becoming certified and doing all four designations, then you can absolutely check out the work of AmplifyImpactAcademy.com.
Yep.
And
Oh, I
many
totally
people
forgot
do
to leave my.
timeline therapy and then go, oh, this is so powerful. I want to learn how to do this myself. So start with Meg.
Absolutely. You can send me over an email at info@growtoday.ca is my email. I should leave.
Beautiful. I will add that into the show notes as well.
Sounds
So
like good.
thank you very much, Megan, for being here, for sharing your story, and for now doing this work and giving others the opportunity to understand that there is a different way and helping them avoid walking through the fire and deep burnout. And thank you to my audience for tuning in each and every week, for being interested in your health, for taking charge of your health, for learning and recognizing that there are other ways. And if this episode resonates with you or you know someone that needs to hear it, please share it with them. Thank you very much. And thanks again, Megan, for being here.
And thank you very much for having me. It's been an honor.
Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.